This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. 10 campers still remain missing after devastating floods in central Texas. The death toll is now 81 people. President Trump has been in touch with Governor Greg Abbott and says he may be taking a first-hand look at the destruction later this week.
It's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible. So we say God bless all of the people that have gone through so much, and God bless the state of Texas. It's an incredible place.
And more rain is expected this evening.
Texas has expanded its emergency response efforts beyond just Kirk County, as heavy rains and high waters have proven deadly throughout central Texas. Governor Greg Abbott says it could be a rough 24 to 48 hours.
There's more heavy rainfall that's expected that will lead to potential flash flooding.
Ongoing rains and reports of a wall of water upstream in Ingram forced first responders near Kerrville to seek higher ground. Sheriff Larry Letha.
That rise could put 1 to 2 feet into the Guadalupe River.
Among the missing 10 girls from Camp Mystic, Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Tens of millions were expected to hit the roads and skies for the July 4th holiday weekend. Our Elise Preston is in Southern California with the numbers.
A summer surge of travelers at airports and on roadways across the country in what's shaping up as the busiest 4th of July in 15 years. A projected 72 million Americans exercise their freedom for fun by making a holiday getaway. Passengers flow through security checkpoints, and if Sunday tops more than 3 million people screened, it would be the busiest single day in TSA history.
The trash is starting to pile up in Philadelphia, where a municipal workers' strike is about to hit the one-week mark. CBS's Ray Strickland is following the push and pull.
The union and the city say they are committed to get a deal done, but both sides have been at odds over pay for DC 33 members. Mayor Sherelle Parker has maintained the city is offering the union the best deal in Philadelphia's history, a 13% raise over 4 years. At last check, the union was asking for 20% over that same period.
LL Cool J decided not to perform in the city this weekend in support of those workers. President Trump's 90-day freeze on U.S. tariffs are set to expire Wednesday. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells CNN deals are set to be made before that deadline.
We are close to several deals. As always, there's a lot of foot dragging on the other side. And, you know, so I would expect to see several big announcements over the next couple of days.
Oasis reunites after 16 years, kicking off their highly anticipated tour in Wales. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some patchy fog possible. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy and a low around 56. Mostly sunny for Monday, 80 degrees. Monday night, scattered storms with a low near 60. Partly sunny, 78 on Tuesday with some afternoon storms.
Right now, it's 80.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in those headphones. In the next hour, we're going old school, or old to new school. We're going to feature artists from the 60s, 70s, and 80s who had a moment or a couple of moments in the 90s. We got Van Halen, Tom Petty, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and Ozzy all on the way. We lead off with the lead single from the legends of AC/DC, their 12th studio album, Razor's Edge, from 1990. You know this one, Turn It Up, Thunderstruck. WFHR is Unlabeled.
We'll be right back.
up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Let's dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Let's dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
Requested by Zoe in Stevens Point from 1993, produced by Rick Rubin, written and performed by Tom Petty, Last Dance with Mary Jane. Coming up, we'll hang out with Aerosmith, Ozzy, The Stones, and Beatles. For now, we stay in 1993 with Duran Duran's Ordinary World on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Turned on the lights.
day. Pride will tear us both apart. Well, now pride's gone out the window, cross the rooftops, run away.
Listening to locally grown radio WFHR, Rapids Home, for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
See, those are my schemes, and these are my plans. Hot tips for the boys.
Fresh news from the bars. When it's all mixed up, better break it down. In the world of silence, in the world of sound. No sleep for dreaming, see the architects of life. Big bouncing.
Crossroads.
From their 91 release, Roll the Bones, Rush with Ghost of a Chance. Still got room on the tape for some Ozzy, Rolling Stones, and Beatles. Now some Aerosmith. And you ever wonder where that name came from? Well, Aerosmith drummer Joey Kramer came up with the band's name, inspired by Harry Nilsson's album Aerial Ballet and a high school memory of writing A-E-R-O, Aerosmith, in his notebook. That's kind of cool. From 1993's Get a Grip, love the ending of this one. Aerosmith with Amazing on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Tired of a living.
as Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Searchers have found 68 bodies in Kerr County, where a wall of water came down the Guadalupe River in central Texas, but 81 people were killed by the floods. CBS's Jason Allen says people are suffering multiple losses, from homes to loved ones.
This foundation that we're standing on, it did have a house on it before these floods. We talked to a family member of the people who lived here. Three of them are still missing tonight, including a two-year-old.
At San Francisco International, authorities are at the pickup drop-off location trying to get traffic flowing. It's after the July 4th holiday weekend, where a record 72 million nationwide were expected to travel. President Trump's pause in trade tariffs ends Wednesday. Kevin Hassett, director of the National Economic Council on Face the Nation.
The headline is going to be that countries are agreeing around the world to open their markets up to our products and to allow us to put some kind of tariff on their products when they come into the U.S.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some patchy fog possible. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy and a low around 56. Mostly sunny for Monday, 80 degrees. Monday night, scattered storms with a low near 60. Partly sunny, 78 on Tuesday with some afternoon storms. Currently, 78 degrees.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes.
could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all. I've seen your face a hundred times. Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine, yeah. Cause mama, mama, I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Love a baby through.
Mm-hmm.
1994's Voodoo Lounge featuring Keith Richards on vocals through and through. Love that one. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Give me your requests. Anything released in the 90s, we'll play it. Email me, DM us on Facebook, Smoke Signals, Morse code, whatever you got to do to get us your requests. We want to play the music you want to hear. Leave you with a song put together through old voice messages, former songs, willpower, and love. In 1995, we got something most never thought we would get again, a Beatles single. Here's Free as a Bird. Be good to each other, and we'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFH.
Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. At least 81 people are dead and at least 41 more are missing after flash floods slammed Texas Hill Country, with water rescues taking place along the Guadalupe River. Governor Greg Abbott says nearly a dozen campers are still missing.
We will remain 100% dedicated, searching for every single one of the children who were at Camp Mystic, as well as anybody else in the entire riverbed, to make sure that they're going to be recovered.
CBS's Jason Allen is there and says there are many questions about warnings that did or did not go out over phones.
Authorities are facing scrutiny tonight over why more people weren't alerted sooner. A CBS News analysis of real-time alert data kept by FEMA shows there were 22 flash flood warnings for Kerr County and the Kerrville area. But local officials insisted no one predicted a flood of this size and defended their actions.
Some urgent warnings were sent at various times, but just sending the message is not the same as receiving the message.